Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, today the 26th sipara, the 26th juz will be recited, commencing with Surah Ahqaf, Surah Muhammad, then Surah Fatah, Surah Hujurat, Surah Qaf. These surahs will be recited full and completely, and Surah Dhariyat will commence. In Surah Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, brings to our attention, and chalks out the blueprint for a believer's social life in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains various different clauses, various different injunctions and rulings, that if a believer follows them and adheres to them, then it would make his life on this earth pleasant, comfortable, guna-free, and he will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a good condition. The discussion is very long. If you have to look at each point from there, is like a bayan topic on its own. So we'll just touch on the surface of a few of them. One of the instructions or injunctions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about is with regards to the verification of information. That if a person, a sinner, comes to you, إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا, if a sinner brings you some information, then verify it first. Don't just act upon unfounded news, unfounded information, because this has very detrimental effects. If a person spontaneously acts on any information that he receives without verifying the source, without verifying the authenticity of the information, then this leads to detriment, problems and trouble for the person. Not only for the person, it can have catastrophic effects for greater society as well. So somebody passes on, and today especially in this world, fast-moving world of social media, fast-moving world of devices, where in a flash, faster than a flash, before something can happen to you in the confines of your home, the whole world will come to know about it. It's a reality. News spreads. Sometimes somebody passes away, the immediate family doesn't even know, but everybody in the whole town knows already that person passed away. So insensitivity and various other harms are brought about with this mishandling of information. So when you receive some information, then make sure you verify the information. See whether that information is applicable to you, has anything to do with your deen, dunya and akhirat. If not, then move away from it. Don't publicize it. Don't spread it. It's a safer option for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter speaks about reconciling. One of the other things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about is reconciling between believers. Innamul mu'minuna ikhwatun fa aslihu bayna akhawaykum. That the believers are like brothers. So when there is a dispute amongst the believers, then the thing to be done is to reconcile. Allah loves that action of reconciling between the believers. Whereas many a time we find that when there is a difference of opinion between people, whether it's between ulama, whether it's between the general masses, whether it's between husband and wife, whether it's between a father and his son, then the incorrect approach many a times is that people find pleasure in seeing that dissension between people, in seeing that conflict between people, in seeing that separation between people. Whereas the correct way and the correct thought process and the correct approach for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we are supposed to mend our Muslim brothers' relationships. If two brothers are fighting, two Muslims are fighting, there is a dispute, there is some contention between them, then the correct approach and the correct thing for us to do is to mend that relationship. Try and advise both parties and join their hearts, bring them together. This is beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives many other advices as well, just to touch on them. Assumption, excessive, unfounded assumption, keeping zan and thoughts, su'a zan, evil thoughts in your mind, just conjuring thoughts in your mind about people. He got it in for me. Maybe he walked past you and didn't make salam to you for some reason, and then your brain starts ticking. No, you know, something must have happened. This, now he's avoiding me. And then that su'a zan, that evil thought builds in your mind, it grows, and then it becomes into some type of hatred for that person, and then it may even transform into backbiting, and progress into slander, etc. It stems from that evil thought. It is easier for us and safer for us to entertain